You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns fans, as we've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, you know, there's no off-season for volunteering, and you are the very best fans around the National Football League and all of team sports, as a matter of fact. So we're asking you, the best fans in the NFL, to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. You can take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. All right, it has gone final in Brazil, as the United States has lost 1-0 today, as the United States falls to Germany 1-0, 1-0. That goal in the 55th minute, I believe, for Germany is held up. However, our producer Jason Gibbs letting me know that the red, white, and blue is going to advance to the knockout stage, even with their 1-0 loss, so they wind up with 4 points in the first portion of pool play. Portugal is leading Ghana 2-1, so the United States will advance to the knockout stage even with the 1-0 loss today to Germany. I know a lot of you are very, very interested in that, as are we, so wanted to pass that along to you. Big, big day, NBA draft going on, the Cavaliers with the number one pick, and we've kind of centered our version of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, around just that today. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Reguy. We're going to hear from John Hughes. John was a third-round draft selection of the Browns and has certainly become a mainstay on that Browns defensive line. We'll hear from John in the 2 o'clock hour. And Carlos Hyde, who's here in town at the NFC Rookie Symposium, coming up in just a minute. Before that, though, Hanford, we've been mentioning it from you. The Browns have reworked the organization this year on the football side. Ray Farmer, who we spoke with Carl Peterson about. Peterson, who had Ray Farmer as an assistant in Kansas City for 7 years. Farmer has risen up the ranks, general manager, and he really hit the ground running here with the Cleveland Browns, bringing in free agents, Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner, Andrew Hawkins, of course, presided over the Browns draft. Dog, the culture's got to change. You got to get the losing atmosphere out of this building, turn it into a winning one. Do you feel good that the right people are in place to do that? And Hanford, as an aside, I meant to ask you this: how difficult is it, from a perspective of, you know, winning in the National Football League, to get it done?
I feel real good about where we are right now. I think we finally have structure with this football team. And what I mean by that, obviously we have Ray Farmer, who mm-hmm. is on the football side, and he's running the football side. And obviously Ray really knows football. And I think that is where it all starts, on this side of the ball. And Ray and company, they brought in the right people, and they went out and they got a head coach who I think the players respect and have a lot of respect around the league, talking about Mike Pettine. And Mike is a no-nonsense type of guy. I mean, I'm sure he has fun with the guys, but the guys understand and know that he's all about business, and this is a business, and it's all about winning and getting yourself ready to win football games. And that's what I like. And then after that, it starts with your offensive and defensive coordinator. And you got Jim O'Neill, who's the defensive coordinator, and of course Kyle Shanahan, who is the offensive coordinator. Those are the two guys that are really going to be in charge of the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And Ray is going to bring in the talent for this football team. And I mean, when you look at this roster, Michael, and you look at the some of the guys we have on it and the talent that we have, you have to get excited. I mean, because we were not that far. Mm-hmm. We were not that far. And with some of the additions that we have brought in through the draft and free agency, some of the guys that we brought in to help this football team, you cannot help but be excited about this football team. But no doubt about it, it all starts with the structure. And I forgot to mention the main clog in this, and that's our owner. You're talking about Mr. Haslam. I mean, Jimmy is just a super guy, and he is committed to winning. He is committed for this football team to turn it around and get away from those old losing ways, because when you look at it, man, he has not hesitated. He has done everything he can or everything that he needs to do in order to turn this football team around and get a winner here in Cleveland. And I am just so excited. Again, I just can't wait for this whole thing to start, because I want us to run around and stick our chests out in that AFC North against those and Ozzy and I fight about it all the time, you know, against those Baltimore Ravens and against those Pittsburgh Steelers. And because I remember when and the Cincinnati Bengals, I remember when we used to have the old Houston Oilers in the division.
Yeah.
That was back when it was the AFC Central,
right.
But we're the AFC North right now. But I'm excited about this football team, and I guess you could tell it in my voice. And I can't wait for the season to start, for that first game against those Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think that game is September 7th at
Heinz Field.
Yeah. So, man, you got me. you got me here on this one.
Hafford's ready to pad up.
Yes.
Let me look. Oh, his ankles are taped.
Yeah.
He's got his ankles taped. No wonder. So that shows you that he's
yes.
definitely ready to go. No, there's a lot of enthusiasm and with great cause. And one of the best things I really enjoyed about it is that Ray Farmer, right from the get-go, said, no, I am going to go secure and procure the type of football player that my head coach wants. So that told me right away. The general manager said, I'm going to go identify and then get players for the system that we and our head coach wants to run. To me, dog, that's refreshing right in and of itself. You know, because, again, it's no more just, you know, okay, you could grab talent here, talent there, and then say, well, now they're all talented, so let's go make it fit. No, it doesn't always work that way. You got to get your fits in mind as you start to formalize your football team.
Well, and I'm sitting up here, I'm agreeing with you, and I'm sitting up here, kicking myself, because a part of that structure, and I talked about it. A main claw. I forgot Alex over there. You know, Alex is also
Alex Shiner.
Yeah.
Listen.
I forgot Alex. So
he's top of the food chain.
Oh,
now.
No question.
He's
about
top of
it.
The food
no,
chain.
No question about it. But anybody that had an opportunity to meet him, and they know he knows what he's doing.
Sharp guy, you know, in all the years. And again, he 10 years with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, and going through putting together that fabulous facility that, what do they call it, Jones World?
Well,
Dallas?
I'll tell you this. Calvin Hill and I are very close.
Sure.
And you know Calvin Hill is a very, very bright guy. And
tremendously.
And Calvin Hill had nothing but praise to say about him.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, but something we've learned for the last year now he's been here and running the Fortunes business side, team president, Alex Shiner. All right, we got to get a timeout. When we get back, we're going to hear from Carlos Hyde, part of the NFC Rookie Symposium. And by the way, the AFC Rookies are in town today, and tomorrow Johnny Manziel is going to be made available to the media. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that on Cleveland Browns Daily tomorrow. We've still got another full hour to go. John Hughes from that very deep and talented Browns defensive front four will be checking in with us as well. A lot more coming up. Don't go away. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regai. Browns football rolling with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon.